This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee has approved guidelines for impeachment hearings related to President Donald Trump. AP's Rita Foley reports.
Chairman Jerry Nadler, a New York Democrat, says this is an impeachment investigation.
The conduct under investigation poses a threat to our democracy. We have an obligation to respond to this threat. And we are doing so.
But angry Republicans say this is a dog and pony show. Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia.
Welcome to Fantasy Island. Because we're here.
Republican Jim Jordan of Ohio scolded his fellow committee members.
Maybe if you were a little less focused on taking people's Second Amendment rights and impeaching the guy they made president, we could actually do what this committee is supposed to do.
Even some Democrats are worrying aloud about an impeachment investigation, one saying it's sucking the air out of all the good stuff that we're doing. Rita Foley, Washington.
Thursday's procedural party line vote allows the committee's chairman to designate hearings as impeachment hearing proceedings. It also allows witnesses at such hearings to testify for longer than usual and for Trump's legal team to respond in writing to any information presented. A preliminary report has been released on the boat that caught fire and sank in Southern California with 34 people killed. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The National Transportation Safety Board says all six crew members on the Conception were asleep when the fire broke out. Those kind of boats are required to have a crew member keep watch at night. A lawyer for the owner of the boat says a crew member checked on and around the galley area about a half hour before the first Mayday call was transmitted. Five of the six crew members survived. Three of them have been interviewed by the Coast Guard. A salvage crew has raised the Conception. A crane on a barge lifted it to the surface. The boat will be taken ashore to be inspected by investigators. I'm Ed Donahue.
You can find more on this and other stories online at voanews.com. This is VOA News.